The spring growing season is underway in California. Lettuce and spinach farmers are rushing to get new food safety measures in place. The measures were written by industry to placate consumers after last fall's big E. coli spinach outbreak. As Ben Adler of member station KAZU reports, they're not the only new safety measures around.
Take a drive down Highway 101 through California's Salinas Valley, and you might notice something new. Fences are popping up all over, near cattle ranches, compost heaps, and especially near the Salinas River. Like at this field, where a burly grower named Bob Martin is showing off an 8-foot-high wire grid fence. It's clearly just been built.
This grower is growing romaine lettuce approximately 50 feet away from this fence, a wildlife fence that's intended to keep pigs, deer, large mammals out, away from the romaine field that he's got growing here.
It's widely believed that feral pigs caused last fall's outbreak by wandering from a cattle ranch into a nearby spinach field through a broken fence. So under the new industry guidelines, California growers must repair and build fences. They must also test water more frequently, grow crops farther from possible contamination sources, and deal quickly and decisively with evidence of flooding or animal tracks. Measures like testing water and fertilizer are easy enough to do, if not cheap. But others, like the fencing, come with controversy. For example, Bob Martin doesn't want to say on the record where that Salinas Valley field is, or even who farms it. That's because much of the new fencing is probably illegal.
We're concerned that, you know, potentially we could end up with 100 miles of fence along both sides of the Salinas River and either trap wildlife out of there so that they couldn't get down to the water, or when the floods come, trap them inside there for them not to be able to get out.
Senior wildlife biologist Terry Palmisano with the California Department of Fish and Game says growers cannot build a fence too close to a river without going through the permitting process, applications, environmental impact reports, mitigating habitat losses. That's enough to drive farmers like Bob Martin nuts.
Everybody's scratching their head and going, what do we do?
Because it's not as if growers can say, well, hey, we just won't build a fence. That wouldn't fly with federal or state regulators, not to mention other farmers who worry about future outbreaks ruining the industry. As if that's not enough, processing giants like Fresh Express and Hanamura and Antel are forcing their farmers to follow separate, stronger safety measures. So some farmers might have to comply with multiple sets of guidelines, depending on whom they sell to. Bob Martin is exasperated.
Right now, we're caught in the middle. They're telling us what we have to do from one side and the other side, and we don't know where to go.
California growers also think farmers in other states should adopt the same safety guidelines. At least one industry trade group agrees. Jim Gorney with the United Fresh Produce Association says he favors mandatory federal regulation.
Ultimately, we want to make sure that everybody in the United States is safe from the produce that they're purchasing. We want to make sure that it doesn't put anybody at a competitive disadvantage. And we want to make sure that it doesn't matter what state the produce is grown in or what country. It has to be safe. It doesn't matter.
So who gets to wade through this jungle of regulations, guidelines, and opinions from growers, processors, researchers, trade groups, and government? The Food and Drug Administration, of course, at a public hearing on the safety of fresh produce next week in Oakland. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Monterey, California.